This is a story about a research study that was done to basically determine how well an AI agent could be made to emulate real life human beings and their behaviors and beliefs and points of view and personality traits and things like that. So basically what this study did is it aimed to simulate human behavior and attitudes in AI agents based off the survey responses of 1,000 plus real individuals, real human individuals. So basically, after interviewing these 1,000 plus individuals very extensively, they were able to train an AI model or an AI model of agents that achieved 85% accuracy in replicating those participants' responses on further and future general social surveys. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, back today with another special edition of the Daily Digest, all about agents today. We're going to go through three agent updates, all of which obviously have to do with agentic AI, and you know I'm always happy about that. Okay, the first thing we're going to cover is an AI voice agent tool called Thoughtly, found at thought.ly, linked in the show notes, of course. And this platform is going to allow you to build conversational AI agents primarily used for automating inbound and outbound phone calls. Much like many of the agent builders that we've seen, this is going to be a no-code builder, so you can just drag and drop your workflows and interfaces for building your AI conversations. If you're not a coder, then no worries. You'll be able to use this tool as well. And you'll also have the ability to do some A/B testing. So with your conversation flows, you can test them out, optimize for which ones perform the best. And I think that sounds really powerful and is kind of unique among some of these voice agents that we've talked about before. To be able to optimize those sales agents, I think is a pretty powerful and interesting feature. So Thoughtly, this technology is being powered by 11 Labs. So you're getting the human-like AI voices from 11 Labs. We've touched on 11 Labs in many episodes before. Super amazing tool for AI voice generation. Definitely check it out if you haven't, or check out our episodes about it. You're also going to get support for multiple languages and accents within thought.ly. You can customize the personality traits of your agent voices, and you can even customize the background sounds, apparently. And again, this is where we kind of get into an interesting gray area of being transparent about an AI voice being an AI voice or an AI experience versus someone who's not. And I find inserting custom fake background noise to be a little sketchy, maybe, in that gray area. I'll leave that one up to you guys. Let me know what you think. Of course, this tool is going to integrate with all of your existing tech stack, vast majority anyway, calendars, CRMs, etc. There's a ton of available integrations. They also have a helpful pre-built library and pre-built templates that can be used, and those are going to be available here too. We just talked about that in another tool we were using, how great it is to have some out-of-the-box templates to use. So this is going to be able to cover and automate, again, a lot of inbound and outbound phone call tasks. As far as inbound goes, things like customer service, support appointments, scheduling, call routing or forwarding. As far as outbound goes, lead follow-up, sales calls, so cold outreach, customer outreach, much like Bland.ai. This sounds very familiar to Bland.ai, and we covered Bland.ai in another episode. That was one of these early voice agents and voice automation tools as well. You're going to be able to train this platform on your existing documentation, so your AI agents are going to be trained on your website, on your content, on your documentation, your knowledge base, and it's going to be able to learn as it goes, which is one of the most powerful features of these AI tools, obviously. The fact that they can self-teach and self-correct over time, learn from your customer base, the actual customers that they interact with on a day-to-day basis, huge, huge, powerful implications there. Then, of course, you're going to get some analytics and monitoring. You'll be able to see visualizations of your phone calls and real-time data, as well as some basic reporting on customer interactions, how the sales calls are going, things like that. It should be noted that there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve with this tool, as there is with any. So definitely dive in as soon as you can if you think there's some value for you here, or partner with someone who is comfortable in these tools. Start familiarizing yourself with thought.ly, Thoughtly, or just conversational AI or voice AI automations. Okay, moving on to our next agent announcement. This is going to be an announcement coming from Cursor, which is one of the AI-powered coding development environments. We've done a couple of episodes where we mentioned Cursor, as well as a Cursor-specific episode, so definitely check those out. Otherwise, go check out Cursor AI. They are adding an agent feature now, much like the Replit agent, which again, within these IDEs, within these development environments, you now have agents that you can just prompt with natural language to build out applications for you. So now they have, Cursor is previewing or is releasing an early version of their development agent that's going to be able to run terminal line commands or command line executions, access certain files and documents, create its own context for your project, and be able to complete tasks entirely independently. Right now, you can access this agent through the Composer interface. It's available as a separate mode alongside the Composer. Again, it should be emphasized that this is an early release stages right now. Some users are reporting that they don't yet have access to the Cursor agent. It still needs some refinement before it's production ready. All of this coming back in early feedback. So if you, like me, are experimenting with these coding tools, though, to build free software or web apps, which is a marketing tactic that we talk about all the time on this show, time to maybe reconsider Cursor again if you moved away or moved over to Replit or Bolt.new or something else, because now they have this agent feature to try out. Okay, and the last story I want to talk about today is the one I'm the most interested in. This is a story about a research study that was done to basically determine how well an AI agent could be made to emulate real-life human beings and their behaviors and beliefs and points of view and personality traits and things like that. So basically what this study did is it aimed to simulate human behavior and attitudes in AI agents based off the survey responses of 1,000 plus real individuals, real human individuals. So basically after interviewing these 1,000 plus individuals very extensively, they were able to train an AI model or an AI model of agents that achieved 85% accuracy in replicating those participants' responses on further and future general social surveys. So they were able to very closely emulate how these people responded in future when testing and comparing how they would fill out surveys. And they were even able to match that consistency after 2 weeks as well, which is significant because a lot of the studying and testing with these AI models has shown that given more time, sometimes there's actually degradation or the quality of the performance degrades in these models. So the fact that it's able to sustain these emulation accuracy is pretty powerful. So they were able to create these emulators of these people that were 85% accurate in behaving how these people would behave. And the system showed great results and great indications and strong performance in being able to predict certain personality traits and certain outcomes in different experiments or surveys. And on top of that, this training model even helped to reduce bias across ideological and racial groups in AI, which is a huge issue when it comes to fairness and equity in these models when they get rolled out. And what these researchers did is they used large language models to perform these initial qualitative interviews with participants, going through all this data, and then use these models to create these computational agents that replicate that human behavior across various domains. Again, political ideology, shopping habits, behavior, all of these things generally were included. And the implications of this are far-reaching and maybe not apparent initially, but as far as policymaking and research and medical surveys and the social sciences, the ability to create agents that can accurately emulate human behavior enables so much studying and data gathering that does not require and no longer requires manual human interaction. It can be done 24/7, 365, entirely autonomously. And we've talked about how synthetic data can be used to power these models. And there's some debate still about how effectively that can be done with synthetic data. But in the use cases where it does work well, having synthetic humans, if you will, these agents to generate responses to surveys and give valuable research data. And it's all being gathered by agents who are interviewing other research agents. So you have research agents interviewing emulation agents, and specific agents who are created to emulate the research study participants that you're targeting, for instance. So now using these models, if you need a group of 5,000 people to survey, you may no longer need to go find 5,000 real humans and interview them with AI or manually. You may be able to generate 5,000 emulated humans or agents that give you just as valuable, or at the very least, highly valuable data at a fraction of the cost. You know, currently 85% as valuable probably, and 85% accurate, and I'm sure that accuracy rate will improve in the future as these models, again, learn and train and correct and self-correct. So we talked about what this means for research and studying in a social science and a medical context. That's all going to go for marketing as well. I mean, imagine if we can have our focus groups and our surveys sent to thousands upon thousands of human agents that give us valuable insight into how our target audience behaves. I'm sure people listening to this show are no strangers to the surveying and data gathering and research that goes into marketing strategy, whether that's competitor analysis or market analysis or product research, all of these things. And these emulated research participants can be used to understand future consumer behaviors and different adoption trends or future trends that consumers might latch onto. You can test your existing marketing strategies or your future marketing strategies in an entirely safe, simulated environment before going live. You can forecast, again, different trends in shopping behaviors or behaviors in the future market. There's just so much potential for different use cases here. And that's why this agentic AI use case is fascinating to me, because it's not the typical agentic use case that we talk about on the show that, you know, you're, I mean, yes, you are automating something that takes an incredible amount of manual time or research, but it's not just like a personal assistant or automating marketing tasks. Cut here. Although again, that is essentially a byproduct of this type of agentic work and technology, but using them for emulating your human survey and study participants, I think is super creative. And I find that very interesting. So agents just continue to change the game and change the way that we think about marketing and business and the social sciences in general. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice here. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications so you get notified each day when the episode drops. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.